for most South Africans, and I've seen a lot of reaction, he had said an infinite deal of nothing, in the sense that he spent time telling us what we already know, telling us about the hardships, telling us about our history, that we come from a history of struggle that was driven by hope. But our people are in a state of hopelessness. Our people are in state of darkness. Unemployment has increased. Businesses are collapsing. The investment is not coming. So you have a president who lives in another universe, and people cannot relate to him. And many people had suggested that he should not come with more promises, which is what he did.
But Professor, President Ramaphosa, in an attempt to deal with the power crisis, he has declared a state of emergency, and he wants to appoint a new minister of electricity to deal with that.
Yeah, we expect him to come up with announcements. These announcements are there to give an impression that something is being done. We should remember that President Ramaphosa was given the responsibility to deal with electricity and energy as far back as 2015. And to say that we're going to have a new minister, we already had two ministers dealing with electricity, and they had actually failed. We've had the war rooms, and the fact that he's bringing that minister into the presidency does not say anything, because he had been in that space for the last 7 years. And most importantly, the load shedding came after he took over. What we had people who had been demonized, who were able to address the electricity challenges. From 2015 to 2018, we didn't have load shedding. Once he took over in February, that's when we started having problems. And most of the experts and the technical professionals who were there tell us that they can solve the problem as they had done it before. But because Ramaphosa is into this notion of just transition, which he gets excited about the new fares and about getting money and looking good. And that is the problem with South Africans, where we want to look good to the world. But what we have in our country is a devastating and deepening poverty. And that is a reality. So announcing new measures, we have had the announcements since 2018, no more announcements. What we want is solutions.